Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. It's just me and Lauren tonight. We're just being sisters in her room right now. And excuse me, there's the post-nasal drip again. So, yeah, that post-nasal drip is because I'm pregnant, right? Well, we are here today to see if Lauren is pregnant.
yes, we are doing the nerve-wracking, staring at a clear blue pregnancy, actually off-brand clear
off-brand,
a CVS clear blue pregnancy test because I am 3 days late, almost 4 days late.
And we know, if you guys have been there, whether it's you or a friend, you know how entertaining, anxiety-ridden, and just like overall overwhelming taking a pregnancy test when you're not trying to get pregnant is. And I guess like some people, they feel the same way when they are trying to get pregnant. It's a little different, guys. I mean, yeah, you're trying and you're excited to hopefully see it positive, but there's a whole different anxiety when you're not trying to see a positive. And Lauren is not trying to see that right now. She would like to... Well, you could explain your life.
I can explain my life. I think that this period being late has made me realize I am not ready to have children. I'm just not ready, especially this year. Don't want it. Don't feel like it. I'm tired as it is. I'm
like,
always tired.
Ashley, and I do not want that.
And then I see Ashley. And then it's the whole thing about having the baby in you and needing to get it out eventually. And I'm not ready to comprehend this. I'm not in this stage of life. So, but if it is positive,
I mean,
I'm not in the worst situation in the world.
Yeah.
I am engaged. We live in a home. We are fine. Yeah. It'll be good. I'm 31. I used to take these tests when I was 17 years old, okay?
You're financially stable in a serious relationship. And then you'd get to be able to have the baby alongside me.
True.
You'd be like a half a pregnancy, 20 weeks behind me. Actually, less, because if it comes up positive, then you're already like 4 weeks.
Okay.
So the thing is, we want to drag this out because it's anxiety ridden and anxiety ridden. I think
okay.
So. So we're going to talk a little bit about Lauren's other scares before we actually have her pee on the stick. But like, stay tuned for peeing on the stick because that's some fun stuff
coming at you live.
You're going to hear the dribble and everything. Okay. So I think we should start with Lauren's. I like the way that it's like just Lauren scares, right? I only had one quote scare.
Bullshit.
I mean, Lauren says bullshit. I was engaged too, so it was me with Jared.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you talking of two? Okay, I was thinking of two.
When I was freshman in college.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So when I was freshman in college, for the first time in all, like, okay, so I was 18. I got my period at 11. So in those 7 years, I had never had a late period.
Seven times 12.
Yeah, I don't know. 84. So in 84 periods, none of them had ever been late. And this one period was 7 full days late. And it was the month, like after 1 full month of college. And what definitely happened was that I sunk it up, my period.
Sunked it up.
Wow, I'm such a great, like, journalist, you know, masters. I'm such a great example.
Wow, you couldn't even say you're
say that.
Great masters
Shh.
Of journalism.
Okay. So I was convinced that I must have sat on some guy's bed in my freshman dorm. And, like, the semen was that he just jerked. My theory was that he, like, would have just jerked off in the bed, left a little dampness, and then somehow
soaked
it
through your
it soaked through my
panties
and
got
and all
into
the way up
your
Yeah.
Your uterus.
Yeah. All the way through the fallopian tubes and everything. Oh my God. Okay. So anyway, that was my first scare. but my other real one was I was 30. Jared and I were engaged. We just did not want to be pregnant out of wedlock. Sorry, traditional. My
also
parents
before
don't.
The wedding, because the wedding was being planned. So.
Yeah. That too. And that was the only time I had been one day late. One day. But I was on the pill and I never, like, every, it was always on the money. Same day. So one day late on the pill was scary. And I was like way more chill about it than Jared was. Jared was so cranky all day long. And I was like, he just was like thinking about like.
What was he worried about?
I think just, you know, having a life set up for the kid and.
Okay. I mean, I guess that is kind of the way I feel now.
Yeah. But like, you know, then we would have been fine. And just as we are now, not much has changed.
You want that year of planning.
We wanted to be married and we wanted to have more time alone together and all that. I think the timing that we've had is pretty perfect, actually. If I had, in an ideal world, I would like love to wait till 40 to have big kids. You know what I mean? I think like most people say that in an ideal world, we just know that, you know, biologically, it's best to have them around now. Anyway, I'm just rambling. Just ramble. Okay. Okay. I don't know. Here, take the mic.
I just want to say that here, Ashley and I are, you're pregnant. I'm about to take a pregnancy test. And Naz is just thriving, never looking better. A fucking vixen on the West Coast. Met Gala, New York Fashion Week, and now the Emmys. And I'm just like, we don't look great, Ashley. So like maybe like everyone out there who's single, please just continue being single and thrive and be beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was looking at her post. I'm like, God, you look so good. And I feel like shit.
Yeah. We saw Naz in person last week and those are the best photos she's ever taken.
I know.
She looks incredible, and she's just doing a killer job at what she's doing, and she's working so hard, and she doesn't have men on the brain. She's 31 flirty and thriving is harder to say than 30 flirty and thriving.
If you guys are listening, please just say it out loud. Just try.
You try to say it again.
31 flirty and thriving.
Okay, you really took your time there.
Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, so
let's talk about Lauren's scares throughout the years.
I think Ashley remembers them a little more vividly than I do.
I was more scared about having to tell mom and dad.
Okay.
And you having a baby.
First. I think I was like 17.
You were not.
Excuse me, let me tell my story.
When did you lose your virginity?
I'm 17.
Okay,
it was the first time I did it. And of course, I swear to God, having a penis up there throws off everything. So it was the first time I ever did it, and I was late. So I got a pregnancy test, and of course it was negative. I was being crazy. I used a condom. So no, I was not being crazy for using condom. I was being crazy because mentally I knew I wasn't pregnant. I don't even think he came, honestly. Okay. So anyways, it threw off everything. I was late. And then flash forward a year and a half, maybe two. I don't know actually about the timing. I was moving out for college and my dad was taking my nightstand. Flashback. I didn't finish the story. After I peed on the stick when I was 17, I put it behind my nightstand, like in like a crevice in the nightstand where no one could find it ever, because I didn't want to put it in the trash because my mom cleaned out my trash.
Beyond the drawer.
Beyond the drawer. So anyway, I put it back there, the pee-soaked stick, and I leave it in there. And then I'm moving out for college, and my dad starts packing up my nightstand, like moving it to the car. He goes, "There's something in here." He's shaking it around. He goes, there's a thermometer back here. And then I go, what? I didn't remember. He reaches back, takes it out, and looks at me dead in the face. And I go, that's not a thermometer. I remember it all now. And then we didn't say anything about it. That was the story. He looked at me with pure disappointment and continued on packing my things. Because what are you going to do now? So that was pregnancy test number one.
That was really... really funny. Okay. So then there was a time where Lauren was like 19 and she was seeing an older man, and we were very scared because she was like 7 days late. It was Thanksgiving or Christmas and we were at our cousin's, and we just talked about how you would like, we were like, logistics. This, you look 1000% are having, we like planned it as if she was having the kid. And then did you take the pregnancy test there? Or did you get your period?
I don't recall any of this.
No, me neither. But you recall like the scare, but you don't remember how like we found out. Mm-hmm. I was petrified, guys, because this is like, you know, this is a teen pregnancy. So I was just like, and with, oh God, and it would have been so bad.
The ties that would have been bonded would have been not great.
You wouldn't have wanted this person in your life forever. Yeah. And then there was, did you have a time with like your horrible boyfriend? I'm not going to use the name.
I was actually on birth control with a horrible boyfriend because we did not want that. That was the one time I was.
That's when I texted you, don't forget your pill and do not let him fill.
Yep. And that was the background on my phone for a while.
Which is great. And you guys, you know, everybody should have a sister who texts them that. Mm-hmm. Any others? I mean, I know that there's been more.
I mean, you don't really need to draw out every single time I've peed on a stick. But going into this test, are there any things you felt the month leading up to you peeing on it, knowing you were pregnant? Any symptoms? Anything?
Yeah, it was just the sore boobs.
Sore boobs.
Yeah, because you guys, if you like or have been trying to get pregnant or whatnot, you know the signs that they say like could be early signs of it before you can take the test, and they're all the same as getting your period, like your pre-period, and getting sore boobs is one of those. But I was like, they're like particularly sore right now, so I might as well just pee on it. Sorry, I got those little hiccups.
Okay. I just looked at the test and then saw like the pregnant little symbol, and I just had, it made me really nervous, and I have to poop.
Well, you can't poop on the stick.
No, it just made me nervous, and I've pooped on the stick before. I have. I've been so nervous I pooped and peed on the stick before. I think I was with Maura. She knows.
All right. Well, should we do this?
Ashley, my life could change right now. I'm very scared. Should I?
Well, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, it definitely could be a lot
worse. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Has this ever happened to you? You go see a doctor, you search and find one that looks really good. You wait on hold to book an appointment, that awkward thing. You rearrange your schedule. And when you finally go in to find out the doctor does not accept your insurance, that is awful. And what's even more awful is the having to call and rearrange your schedule and talk to a human.
Well, the most awkward time ever was when you recommended I go to a certain gyno, and then I get there and then the receptionist goes, "We're out of network." And I go, "Okay." And then I was like, "So what does that mean?" She's like, "Your appointment today is going to be at least $1,000." And I go, "Oh, Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to deal with issues, like awkward issues like that, when you use ZocDoc, because they are going to help you find a doctor in your area that is covered by your insurance. You also can make appointments instantly online, which is so much nicer than having to call. Lauren's right. There's just like something about like calling to make a doctor's appointment that just blows.
You can also like see a different available times, which makes it easier to be like, so do you have this time or this time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with ZocDoc, again, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance. You can read verified patient reviews, book an appointment in person or video chat, and you never have to wait on hold with a receptionist ever again. So all you got to do is go to ZocDoc, the ZocDoc.com/get it, and download the ZocDoc app, and you can sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and we are now one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to see a doctor. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Again, this is the time to prioritize your health. So go to ZocDoc.com/get it. Download the ZocDoc app and sign up for free. Book a top-rated doctor. Many of them are available as of today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/get it.
Okay, should I do it right now?
Yeah. Lauren's going to bring the mic with her into the bathroom.
Okay. I'm very scared. Oh, God, shit, no. Oh. Is this expired? No.
When does it expire?
2023.
Okay. When'd you buy this?
I bought it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A parent just entered the room. A parent just entered the room.
I don't want it, Dad. Dad, we just had Chick-fil-A.
Dad just wants to feed us.
I'm full.
That was so close. I don't know. Did he listen before he entered? Definitely not.
I think he did.
No. Did you hide that?
I hit it, but thank God I already picked it up. I hit it under the blanket, guys. Oh, that was close.
Is he angry?
He was. Yeah, he was mad.
That's why he put it down.
That's why he put it down.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Or he just thought we were recording and just put it down without saying anything.
Okay, it could be that. And also, would he really be that mad?
There was some swiftness.
Yeah, like, it brought me back to the time he thought there was a thermometer, for sure.
Okay, well, I asked him when... Okay, so Jared and I, April... Well, I'm just dragging this out, guys. Okay, I got to lead the suspense. Continue the suspense. When Jared and I once pranked Mom and Dad into saying that we were married, then we got married on April Fool's Day.
He was not happy.
Well, he was not happy? Well, like, they were kind of like, whatever, right? And I said, after we said April Fool's, and they were just totally fooled, that... I said, what would you rather, us having eloped or having had a kid out of wedlock?
Oh, yeah.
And Dad said, I'd rather you have eloped. Like, of course.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's good to know about Dad. Okay, well.
Okay, well, let's move this
let's
equipment.
Let's move this on into the bathroom.
You're going to be fine. Oh, wait, should we make our wagers now?
What do you mean wagers? What are we waging?
Well, I mean, I just like, you know, our predictions.
Fuck.
I think she's not pregnant. Jared thinks she is pregnant. Jared thinks that all the times that you've been like, what is it, like called crying wolf? Like, because Lauren's done this so many times that she's like, this is the time.
Well, Jared's been right about a lot of things recently, so that makes me very nervous. Okay, here I go. All right, we are in the bathroom now, maybe a little echoey.
Lauren's running water so that she can have a good pee stream.
Oh my God, I'm going to poop on the stick.
She says that she feels like she's having period cramps now,
but she's been
saying that for legitimately 3 days now. She's like, I feel like it's coming. Like it's coming.
I can't get this open and I'm gonna shit myself.
I really don't want Lauren to poop while I'm in the bathroom. The bathroom is tiny.
Okay. I'm very, very scared, guys.
Okay, well, you still have like 5 minutes once you...
No, it's three. I'm going to just poop. I'm just going to poop right now.
What, are you really?
I can't hold
it. You have to pee.
I can hold the pee.
No, you can't. You can't hold the pee. You've got to...
I'm pooping.
Oh my God.
I peed. Okay, I peed on the stick. Now the sand time is happening and...
Okay, come in the bedroom. Do you want me to hold it?
Yes, the time thing's happening. I'm sorry, the time thing is happening. The sand. What is it called? What is this?
The sand. The timer. But it smells too bad.
I'm still going. Yes.
Laura.
I know.
Wait, does it tell you the one that I took it told you how many like you're one quarter through, you're one half through. I'm scared.
I'm shaking.
Ah!
I'm so fucking scared. This is probably the most scared I've ever been taking
Laura,
a test.
I'm scared.
This is the most scared. The thing.
You're flush. I can't deal with this.
I already flushed.
There's no poop in the toilet.
No.
Are you sure you want me to? I'm gonna look.
Okay.
You're not gonna be pregnant. It's not gonna happen. I'm scared.
Oh my god, my heart is racing. My heart is racing.
You're pregnant. You're just not.
Oh my fucking god. I can't believe, like, maybe like a year I'll want this to say pregnant, but like today I don't. I'm not ready.
Scared.
I'm not ready for it to say
to
anything.
It?
No. Fuck. I'm
so scared. It's taking too long.
Oh god. Did it take? Oh god.
I wasn't nervous at all.
Well, of course.
Sorry. That was
fucking
so
idiot. I wasn't nervous because I've been trying. Okay. This is a bad.
This is taking way too long. I'm scared.
This is not good news, I don't think.
I feel like it's taking too long for it to be not
actually
pregnant.
It's always taken this long, I think, before. Because
oh my god, it's gotta say not.
Ashley, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna say not. I really don't. I'm not really ready for my life to change, and it's taking a very fucking long time. Oh my god. I'm gonna wipe my butt now.
Oh god. Are you really? You have enough strength right now to wipe your butt?
I guess it doesn't really matter. Like, it's just going to happen.
Oh my god, I'm going to die.
Oh god, it's not going to be good.
What are you going to do? Tell mom and dad tonight?
Gonna tell mom.
Oh my god.
This is not good. This is not good.
One of mine was broken. You know, one time I did it and it didn't...
Not pregnant. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm not pregnant, guys.
Oh my god. Lauren.
That's so good to know.
Holy shit.
That took a long time.
I got pretty convinced it was going to say pregnant.
Oh, 100%. Oh my gosh.
Okay,
I'm so sorry for the nervous poop, guys. I'm so sorry. That's not what you asked for, but I'm so happy right now. Okay, well, my legs are jello. And I think now I know I just end up pooping on every stick that I pee on.
Okay, well, when you were doing that, I realized that you didn't even explain how you thought you may have been pregnant because you thought it would have been from pre-cum.
So it would have been from pre-cum, but also I thought my ovulation days were all messed up and everything was messed up because it wasn't just pre-cum one time.
Oh, really?
It was a whole thing one time.
That was when you were already due for your period.
Right. So that's why it happened. Because I was like, oh, I'm getting my period today. And he was like, oh, okay, great. Blah. And then TMI. So I thought it could have been from that if everything was messed up. Oh, do I have a nervous rash on my chest?
It's happening a little bit.
Okay. Because my chest feels so hot. I get those nervous hives. Okay, well, wow. But now that I'm not, I feel, why was I so freaking out that it would have been a problem? Now I'm kind of like, oh.
Stop. Really?
I kind of was like, well, why was I so freaking out? Would not have been the worst, but also not great timing. I'm not ready. I'm okay, so great. You know what? Let's just tell mom that I'm not pregnant. Yeah, she knew that there was a possibility. Hi.
Wait, mom, we're recording a podcast now, and you're allowed to say everything you want into the mic.
That I'm live.
You're live. This whole thing is live. How do you feel?
Well, I have my glasses, but what the shitholes? Wait. What does it say? My glasses. Are you?
Just
Okay, I need my glasses. I can't even see anything without my glasses.
Go get your glasses? No. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
How do you feel?
What does it say?
It says not pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well, then why are you doing that to me?
It's fantastic content.
To see your reaction.
Then why would you do that to me?
I don't,
Mom, that's cruel.
Mom, I really... What do you mean cruel?
It's a little cruel. Well, I don't mean cruel. I mean...
Well, what did you want it to say?
No, no. I'm happy. This is good.
Okay.
It's good because you're not married. Okay. It's good. You acted like it was positive.
I was kind of playing a joke on you, but Mom, I really wasn't sure.
Okay, then. Then we're good. We're good. This is all good. But I really was a little worried when you called me up here. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Did you know that we're doing it?
Well, Ashley said something about how you were 3 days late.
Okay.
Okay, but you were late before. Once before. And it was fine.
When was that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What did you tell Mom?
I don't know. A long time ago, maybe.
She didn't trust that you tracked your period accurately.
Oh, I'm very accurate.
Okay, so we're good.
Okay, there you go.
I'm relieved.
Okay. We're good. We're good now.
You called me up here like that, and I'm like, holy moly, what's going on? I had really scary thoughts. Because, you know, I just feel like, let's just wait until you say I do.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Phew. Okay, there we go. That's why these tests are so amazing. Okay.
All right.
One of you at a time.
That's true. I've been talking with my BetterHelp counselor about my potential pregnancy scare. I talked to her about a lot of things. So if you guys are out there having relationship issues, any issues maybe about getting pregnant, being pregnant, scared about being pregnant, any of those issues, any problems with sleeping or depression or anger, I urge you guys to check out BetterHelp. We tell you every single week how amazing it is. It's affordable counseling and therapy, and there are different ways of communicating, which I really like if I'm in an awkward situation, but I want to talk to my counselor. I'll text her, or we could do a video chat, or we can just do a normal phone call. It's so easy and super private.
And you guys, you know, you've heard these a zillion times, but I just want to reiterate all, like, the whole range of issues that they do deal with, from depression, stress, anxiety, relationship problems, sleeping, trauma, anger, family matters, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. Everything you share is confidential. It's super convenient, it's professional, and it's affordable. And so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So we want you guys to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. So join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
All right, we're going to transition now into I Don't Get It's for the week, and this one is related. You told me to write this down, pregnancy parking spots. So here's the deal, guys. I don't know how I feel about them because, like, we should be getting our steps in, right? I think it's, like, good for, like, people, like, 8 and 9 months,
yeah,
you know? But, like, the fact that I could just go park there is kind of silly. I should be getting some movement in. But the ironic thing we think about them is that, like, say you're parking, it's like, say it's right next to the handicap spot and you have just a few steps before you get into the grocery store. Once you get in the grocery store, you're walking up and down all the aisles. Like, what's the difference?
Yes, I think that, but now I'm thinking about it.
Safety.
Safety? Yeah.
Maybe like, yeah. Less time, like, risking yourself walking in the parking lot.
Maybe one small weird reason, yes. But I think that you're just, those 8-9 months, you are maybe trying to limit. No, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Yeah. I guess small stores make sense, but if you're going to like Costco, like that's fucking weird. You can walk through the parking lot.
Yes, it's so silly.
Yeah.
Okay. And another I don't get it that we wrote down last weekend when we were together. I don't understand what I meant by this. This is what I wrote down.
Okay, I'll decipher.
Pizza out all night.
What? Pizza out all night?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know. Okay. Okay. So some families or people, after they eat pizza and they have leftovers, they leave it out.
Thank you. Oh my God. How did I not realize this?
They leave it out on the counter.
Pizza out all night.
They leave it out on the counter, and then some people put it in the fridge. Ashley thinks it's kind of gross to leave it on the counter.
So we've always been people who, like, my mom puts it in tin foil and we put it in the fridge. It's like all I've ever known. But Jared and his family, they've always left it out on the counter overnight. And I just feel like it's cheese. Like, would we leave a stick of Gouda or like cheddar out all night and then eat it the next day?
No.
Like, doesn't that sound like bacteria can grow on it?
I mean, I agree with you. I feel kind of gross. I have left it on the counter before, and I feel gross eating it.
And you know me.
Yeah.
Like, I usually eat everything.
I know.
And I'm not, like, I'm very, like, risky. Well, before I was pregnant, it was risky about, like, what I would eat. Like, I'd be like, oh, Chinese food's been there for 5 days. I can eat it today.
I can't believe you would be like that. Because when you ever
have... Whenever I am sick, I'm...
Exactly. Whenever you have food poisoning or I have food poisoning, I think, wow, I'm never going to have that again. I'm going to always play it safe.
Well, what were the times that you had food... We both had food poisoning from spinach or kale once.
Spinach.
And it was from Trader Joe's. And I made fun of Lauren for, like, she had it. She had the food poisoning. And I was like, Lauren, you're fine. You're fine. You can go to this New Kids concert. You can do it. And then... of course, because I deserved it and it was karma. I got the food poisoning a couple days later and I thought I was truly, you know, going to be a goner.
Yeah.
And that's just how we are. Lauren is way tougher than I am.
But no, I got food poisoning from Kosi. Remember Kosi?
Oh, yes. Oh, Lauren, this is when she shit on the floor and threw up in the toilet.
So, yeah, that's why I always play it safe with Chinese food and pizza.
You had pink chicken. You remember eating it, pink chicken.
Okay, this is the tale. I don't know if I've said this, but
you may
I was.
Have. You probably have.
I was in New York. I had no money in my bank account, and my phone was stolen the night before. So, I had no phone, no money. So, what I had was $10 to eat lunch. Lunch. Yeah, I didn't like her really. So I had literally $10 to get lunch and then walk 40 blocks to my dorm. So I chose to eat the pink chicken. Okay.
You see, it was pink though.
It was a little chewy. It wasn't good. Okay. I can't think about it anymore.
Okay. Well, we go from now embarrassing Lauren to embarrassing me. I just pulled out my bachelor diary. We've done readings from diaries before. We've done readings from notes before, but we've never read my bachelor diary. And I want to die reading these, but I thought it would be fun entertainment for all of you out there. Lauren.
Yeah, me, I've never heard this. I'm pumped.
Oh, God, I want to die already.
Just read it.
No, Lauren, I don't think I can do it.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is 26-year-old Ashley on the plane to... to The Bachelor. So this is like 7 years ago? It's 2014. So 7 years ago. Yeah. Oh, God. I write like it's a chick. Like I'm the lead character in a chick flick.
Of course. You're the main character. Go.
It's simple. I'm picky. I want to die. I have no desire to settle for less than I deserve. Make anyone my boyfriend. There have been only a handful of guys I have liked up until this point, and they happen to love this non-committal hookup culture that we live in and never committed to me, never wanted a real relationship. I'm a hopeless romantic. You guys, I have these things underlined. Hookup culture, non-committal, hopeless romantic, all underlined. To a fault, probably. I'm too wrapped up in the chick flick type love story, but even though my expectations and standards are high, I think I should be courted. I think I should deserve a proper romance, and that's what I've held out for in relationship and sex.
Wait, can I just pause? I think this is fine. I mean, I don't think it's that embarrassing, first of all. Second of all, I'd like to point out the difference in the Bachelor Nation. You, as a 26-year-old, are flying, literally talking about love. Like, you are talking about love and actually being courted. Not like, I'm going to get so many followers. Because Instagram, like, wasn't even around. No. Instagram wasn't around. You are genuinely going there to find a relationship, you know?
Actually really interesting.
Yes.
Wow, Lauren. Deep points.
Thank you.
Okay. These are the notes that I have for walking out of the limo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Steady yourself in your dress. Like, you know, look up and smile and lock eyes. Say, hey, handsome.
Got him.
I think I did say that.
You said, I think you said, hi. You said, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It is so nice to finally meet you. I've been daydreaming of this moment for weeks.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm so glad it's you, Chris. My whole family is happy it's you. Even my critical grandma. She bought me this dress. She always says, oh, he's so warm. He's so warm.
He is. Chris is very warm. Yeah,
that's so true. That's sweet that she like was watching it back then. Yeah. Remember?
All right, one of the things that I've been suffering a lot from in this pregnancy, and don't tell me that you're tired of hearing about my suffering, because the constipation has been real, guys. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Thank goodness I went number two today, because it had been 6 full days. But recently, it's gotten better, because I have been eating Uprising foods, chips, and bread. So clinical studies show that a high intake of fiber, of high fiber foods during pregnancy, can lower the risk of diabetes, preeclampsia, and my issue, which is constipation. And Uprising products are supercharged with activated psyllium, so you can easily meet all your high fiber needs while keeping some crunch and some avocado toast in your life. Lauren and I have been eating the sampler bundle. You don't have to be pregnant in order to eat Uprising food. It's delicious for anyone, especially if you're trying to get more fiber into your diet. It covers diets that are paleo and keto, low carb, and you know, if you're trying to get more fiber in, like I've been saying, it's also grain-free and dairy-free. And they have real superfood ingredients in their products, like almonds, MCT oil, apple cider vinegar, egg whites, and olive oil. And you know how sometimes you like look for healthy foods and you're like, okay, it's healthy, but it doesn't taste good. This is actually amazing. And if you need a little crunch in your life, you got to try the newly launched Freedom Chips. They taste like old school rye chips and they're so, so good.
Uprising is offering our listeners $10 off the starter bundle that includes 2 superfood cubes and 4 pack of Freedom Chips to try. Go to uprisingfood.com/get it and the discount code will be automatically applied to checkout. That's uprisingfood.com/get it to get $10 off your first purchase of the starter bundle.
Anyway, I feel so blessed to be here and having the opportunity to talk with you. I can't wait to talk to you more later. I literally underline things like I was writing a script for broadcast because I was like, emphasize blessed, opportunity, talk to you more later.
Weird. I guess like maybe so you remember them?
Maybe. Okay. I know I'm traditional and old school and I'm okay with that. But given the platform of The Bachelor, I want to start a dating revolution, bringing courting back. I challenge any guy watching to ask a girl they're interested in out on a one-on-one date. One-on-one date. Even if it's just meeting at a bar for drinks. It doesn't happen enough, and it's so simple. It's nerve-wracking, but what's the worst that can happen? Just think, I will not just be your hookup, and we can change the world. I guarantee most people in a hookup type relationship right now wishes it were more, and that's probably the girl in the relationship. So use your girl power and demand to be treated right.
Wow.
Okay. All right, here is my first entry after our first couple days there. It was a bit uncomfortable to have to sit on his lap in a bikini during our first real conversation. it made it harder to warm up conversationally wise. Wow, I'm just so smart.
I'm mostly concerned with my image. Guys are often thrown off by me because I present myself in a sexier way that doesn't align with my innocence. I want him to know I'm the last thing from a promiscuous party girl. I didn't feel like my real self was represented in that manner during that one-on-one time. I know he understands this is a show, so we're going to be put in awkward scenarios, but I want you to get the right impression of me. I sometimes am talking to him directly in these diary entries. I don't have time with you, unlike other guys, to be misjudged as someone I'm not. I don't have time for him to figure out I'm this innocent, a little bit emotional, sensitive, overly romantic creature instead of some sex pot that gets around. I call myself a sex pot.
No, you said you're not a sex pot.
I guess.
That's what you said.
Somehow I need to discuss this without actually stating the V card part, yet show that I'm inexperienced in a lot of ways. I believe he's the kind of guy who would admire, appreciate, and respect the V card, the lacking of messing around, so I want to hint at it. If he's not into it, then he's not the guy I thought he was, and therefore I'd be less interested.
We've run enough of this sort of passage.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Is there, there's other juice. Look how long this is. Pages. Get something real juicy, lady.
Okay, well, if you want me to move on to Paradise stuff, then I only wrote one thing down besides Taylor Swift lyrics when it comes to Paradise 2. And then I wrote the letter that I wrote to Jared, which I have a rough draft of in this diary. And Jared apparently still has the actual final copy. But this is funny. The only thing I wrote, the only paragraph I wrote about him in Paradise 2. Jared is everything I've ever wanted in life. Right down to every angle of his face and aspect of his personality and soul. I can't help but think this is not the end. This man was crafted specifically for me. I have no regrets, and right now, there's nothing else I can do but actually be his friend. I still can't believe chemistry can't develop because he wasn't present enough or wasn't open enough to create that in Paradise. I feel bad being that girl who wasn't the one before. When he kissed me or laid next to me, he just thought, this isn't Caitlin.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Okay, so then you guys going into Paradise 3, I had, you know, like 4 or 5 nights by myself in the hotel room. And so I decided to basically write down exact, like everything that Jared and I had gone through throughout the year. So that I would remember, and like, I was like inspired to write my own book because I had been reading all these books. So I'm going to only read them in passages because I'm not even kidding you. It's like 20 written pages. But this is the first page. I read Courtney Robertson's book on the way to casting weekend. She prepared me for this journey the best way anyone could through text. I just said the word journey to describe my bachelor experience, and I didn't belittle the word. I read Sean's book on the way to Women Tell All. In the midst of hundreds of fans writing comments about my looks and personality. Now, almost 2 full years into this journey, I've just finished Andy Dorfman's book as I sit on a balcony back in Puerto Vallarta, confined to a hotel room for the second year in a row. As I sit relishing in the humidity, I brace myself for what could be an even more heartbreaking experience than last year's trip here. A second romantic movie plays inside my gorgeous suite. One of my favorite parts being about my bachelor experience has got to be all of the unlimited free room service. Andy's book has in a way prepared me for how to deal if that devastating heartbreak is actualized. Somehow, even though it seems unlivable, I will survive this possible loss should simply consider it the end of a chapter, but not the story. Okay, I'm going to now skip ahead to being off camera in between Bachelor seasons 2 and 3.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is a whole recap before I entered Paradise 3.
Yes.
I wrote down all of our interactions that year. Okay. So I'm going to read two little passages that are pretty funny. We piled into an Uber, and while JJ did his thing to the Macklemore Ryan Lewis song Downtown, Jared and I had a moment in the back seat. It was one of those moments a guy and a girl who haven't kissed, or at least haven't in quite some time, make eye contact, and both their hearts are shocked with some spark, and like magnets, they want to lay one on each other. Well, that didn't happen. But if we were alone, I most certainly wouldn't have broken the eye contact. I felt like I was so happy with how wonderful our friendship was evolving, I didn't want to interrupt it for romance again until it was solid enough. JJ was staying on my couch that night, and Jared came in to hang out for a little while. As 3:30 a.m. approached, I was pleased to find he was in no hurry to leave his spot next to me on the couch. Okay.
Okay.
Very funny. Now we lead up to our first kiss outside of Bachelor Nation.
Okay.
Okay. It was one of those early December nights in the Northeast. What is wrong with me? Why am I so dramatic? Where you didn't want to kill yourself because of the cold, but you found it
very poetic.
Yes. But you found it to be romantic. Pico weather. I blasted Stop Talking in Codes by Ellie Goulding during my drive, passing modest, cozy homes decked in Christmas decor. It was pretty much all I ever dreamed of, to see my handsome, kind, almost boyfriend during Christmas time. It was like something out of an NSYNC Christmas song.
This is the worst.
It was the first time in years I felt happy during the holidays. Of course, keep in mind, I still hadn't kissed him in 9 months. I got to his apartment, got ready, and along with his friends, Crystal, Melissa, we were off to Boston. Once Jared and I got to the hotel, a Bachelor fan, a middle-aged lady said, "I'm so happy you two are together." By the looks of it, me in my high heels as we checked into our 4-star hotel room for just the two of us. It very much looked as if we were boyfriend and girlfriend. Throughout checking in and going to dinner, there was a slight air of awkwardness. You know, the kind where you both know what's going on and what's going to happen after. There's just so much buildup. You're both slightly concerned. You're not reading the situation correctly. Once we got to dinner with a group of friends, that feeling was gone. I fit in with his pals. Crystal and Melissa were trying to sneakily tell me how much they loved us together. Whenever Jared was talking to one of the guys on the other side of the table or in the bathroom. What the fuck? Reassurance and support by a guy's friends are one of the best feelings. Later at the club, fans wanted to know what was going on between the two of us, especially since Jared's attention was so strongly on me. We went out onto the dance floor, which is something I don't normally do. I'm more of a sit on the couch and arm dance kind of girl. I put my arms around his neck and his went around my waist, and we danced in a way I hadn't in at least 5 years.
Oh my God.
As corny as this sounds,
Oh my God, I'm gonna barf at myself.
Oh God.
He had desire in his eyes. Going to happen tonight, but I couldn't. But it couldn't happen in a mediocre club.
So pretentious.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, an ambulance came to tend to Crystal, who had an allergic reaction and was puffed up like a clownfish.
A clownfish. Don't puff up. Pufferfish puff up.
Once she got Benadryl and Jared's friends got in their car, we were alone finally, and I'd say sufficiently tipsy. I want to die. I snuggled up to his side in the hotel bed, and he showed photos on his phone of his family and friends and told me stories about them with my head on his shoulder. Please let me die. Slowly, our fingers intertwined. When
Why is this so gross now?
When conversation stopped, Jared turned to me and kissed me in a way he never did in paradise.
It's because it makes me nervous. I think that's why. Okay, continue.
Those were sweet and romantic. This was passionate. For a solid 30 minutes, we made out aggressively. He was on top of me and I was on top of him, and he was definitely leaving. He was definitely leaving what would be hickeys tomorrow all over my neck.
Did he give you hickeys?
Yeah, remember?
I think I remember.
Yes, remember? And then like Crystal the next day was like, holy crap, your whole neck was bruised.
Ew.
I copped a feel. My bra was off. Oh, okay. Off. It was full second base with some serious intention of moving on to third. I want to die.
Your baby's inside of you.
Nobody should write like this about their husband. He held me all night long, and when we woke up, he kissed me more. And it all goes downhill when I went and looked in the mirror.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think we should stop here because it just can't get better.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Wow, that was amazing. That really ended with a bang, but not really a bang. Oh, my God. Well, thank you guys for listening to our cringiest episode yet, I think.
Oh, I think definitely.
Yes, yes, yes. If you'd like to hear more dramatic readings from Ashley, please let us know in the Facebook group. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and please join the Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at I Don't Get It Podcast. Love you guys. Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.